Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So you're walking down the street. It's a beautiful day. The sun's shining. You're glad to be alive. You're looking up. You see the clouds. They're beautiful. They're billowy. The temperature is great. You walk past a bakery and you can smell the fresh bread and the baked goods and it makes you want to go inside and eat everything, and you remember, well, I can't do that because of my diet. And you stroll further down the street, and you meet a friend. And you haven't seen this person in a long time, and they're a business associate. You do business with them, and they say, how's business? And, of course, that cascades a whole bunch of thoughts in your mind. You start thinking about how is business. Well, business is great. We made a profit. We made a profit last year. We made a profit this month. And you smile, and you say, couldn't be more pleased. But the question is, will you be pleased about business tomorrow? Will you be pleased about your profits next month? You're not just working to make profits today. You have to also work and think about the profits about tomorrow. When we're putting our marketing plan in place, when we're putting our business plan in place, is it sustainable? I'll get that word out. Is it sustainable? Is it going to give you what you need month after month? Are you reselling your current customers? Do you have something to sell them? Or do you have to create new business all the time, every single month to pay the bills? I want you not to just be looking at your financial statement, which you certainly should be doing on a monthly basis, and look at it today and say, you know, had a good month, made tens of thousands of dollars. But the question is, why did you make tens of thousands of dollars? Why was it a good month? How can we make it a good month next month? How can we repeat the same performance? And in that financial statement, when we're looking at it, what's not right? It can't be perfect. And as I'm always telling business people, you want to take each one of those line items and you want to state them also by percentages. Our payroll was $10,000, but it was 25% of our gross sales. Our payroll was $20,000, but it was 15% of our gross sales. So you can look at percentages month by month. It makes it easier to determine if you're making progress or not. Study that piece of paper in front of you called a financial statement. Tear it apart. Know what's in it. Know where you're making mistakes. Know where you can improve upon it. Be looking for tomorrow. It's great that we made a profit today. That's absolutely impressive. But tomorrow will be here before you know it. And we don't want to be in a situation where we lose momentum. Do we need to improve our sales? Do we need to train our people better? Do we need to improve our material? Do we need to look for new products? Do we need to improve the products that we have? What do we need to do to make sure that tomorrow is as good as it is today? And it's always about, what do we need to do? That's a question you can ask yourself every single morning. What do I need to do? What do we need to do to be in a situation to make business better so that we'll continue on? And you can't ignore it for 1 minute. You can't not pay attention to it, because if you say, well, it'll just be okay, your competition will be breathing right down your neck wanting to take your business from you. There's nothing more the competition would like than getting the agreement, the contract, the business that you're currently doing. That would make them happy. And you need to make sure that you're not going to give it away because you weren't paying attention about tomorrow. So think about tomorrow and, have lunch with that friend walking down the street. Maybe there's a few bits of information that you can share that would be helpful to you and your business and would be helpful to your associate and his or her business. This is Howard Lewinter, and my business is talking about business. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.